The Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins, the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, will now share a daily reflection. Your grace.
Today, the 28th of March 2022, is Monday of the fourth week of Lent. We reflect together on the theme, Trust in God in All Situations. In the Gospel passage that we read today from John chapter 4, verse 43 to 54, we hear how Jesus returned to Cana in Galilee, where he had worked his first miracle, the turning of water into wine. A royal official pleaded with him to come down before my child dies. We can feel his misery and almost hear the fear and distress of a father who was at the verge of losing his son. Who among us have not had moments when we are at our wit's end, when we cry out to God, come down and save me? Perhaps from a situation of rising debt owed to people or to the bank, or from deteriorating health, broken relationships, or some other eventualities that overwhelm us. Realities that make us to cry out, come down, Lord, and heal me. We probably must have felt like the man in the gospel passage if we do not see or feel the response of God in the way we hoped for. We hear that Jesus did not go down physically with the man as he had expected. Rather, he spoke the word of hope to him. Go home, your son will live. Indeed, the son was cured. It would seem that Jesus deliberately used the occasion to make the point clearly that his power, the power of God to save, is not limited by time or space. Though physical touch was one of the ways Jesus effected healing in people, in this instance, the primary tools that effected the healing of the sick boy were the spoken words of Jesus and the trust of the official in the spoken word of God to heal. The power in the spoken word of God can never be overestimated. By it, the world and all in it was called forth into existence. In the same way, trust in the power of God is vital for those who hear it. Trust is one of the most essential requirements if any relationship is to flourish. If trust is understood as firm belief in the reliability and ability of someone, or else the truth in the utterance of another, then trust is the instrument that binds all other things that make relationships to work. In the passage from Isaiah chapter 65, we hear the delightful promise of God, I am about to create new heavens and a new earth. In that promise, God assured the people of Israel that he would turn around their fortunes, their tears will be wiped away, and they will have length of life to enjoy the fruits of their labor. This change of fortune was realized in the coming and mission of the Messiah, our Lord Jesus Christ. My dear friends, we must be ready to hear the same promise made to our country, Nigeria. Our country, as it is with many other countries, is in dire straits. Hunger, poverty, lack of many of the basic necessities of life, and display of all kinds of antisocial behavior. We need to trust in God that the promise of a new Nigeria will be fulfilled also. If we do not trust in God's promise, we lapse into despondency and perhaps into desperate actions and desperate behaviors. Our trust in God's promise should also make us to reflect deeply on what each of us must do to bring the new Nigeria, indeed a new world order of our dreams, to reality. National elections are on the horizon. 2023 is coming. And we are beginning to hear our politicians speaking and making promises once again. We the people must believe in the power of people to determine their destinies by ensuring that they are not disenfranchised by the high expectations they expect and demand of those who govern them, and also by the way they cast their votes, the one for whom they cast their votes when the time comes. As we continue to journey on in Lent, let us be challenged to trust in God and in his ability to empower us to do what we can do ourselves. And so I bless you today, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
That was the Catholic Archbishop of Lagos, the Most Reverend Dr. Alfred Adewale Martins.